on Encouragement Live, Christians are told to love each other in Scripture. But how do we handle feelings when we become angry? Longtime pastor and author Dr. Gene Getz joins me to discuss this on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications is pleased to present Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. Dr. Gene Getz is with me tonight in studio. He is a prolific author, Bible college and seminary professor, church planter, and pastor. He was my professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, and among his many books are The Measure of a Man, The Measure of a Church, and perhaps his most significant writing work, The Life Essential Study Bible. Gene, great to have you back on the program.
Hey, great to be with you, Don, always.
Yes.
Always.
And our history does go back a few decades. Shortly after the crust of the Earth's surface cooled and the Ark landed. I had the privilege of you were working on a book you titled Sharpening the Focus of the Local Church.
That's right, and I have just rewritten it totally, and it's at Moody Publishers, and I should get the galley proofs here in about 2 or 3 days, and should be off the press about mid-year or so. It's going to be a multimedia book, Don. They're going to be 40 videos.
Well, everything you do these days, Gene, is video. In fact, you were just on Daystar Television the other day.
Yes, had a wonderful time. And they were so excited about my Life Essentials Study Bible, both in English and Spanish. And we had a wonderful response to that. And that was a great experience.
Yeah, and of course, the Life Essentials Study Bible having an incredible impact here and literally around the world, places like the Philippines and Africa and some other places.
That's right, India, yes,
yeah.
South
mm-hmm.
America.
Yeah.
Wow, it's...
Did you ever envision that you would wind up doing something like that?
Had no idea. In fact, to get the invitation to do a study Bible after I passed my baton as a pastor was a total surprise, Don. They called me one day and said, Gene, we just completed our brand-new translation. This was Broadman and Holman.
Right.
Brand-new translation, and they said, would you do a Principles Live By Study Bible from Genesis to Revelation?
And lo and behold,
did so. I took it on, and of course it miraculously became the first multimedia study Bible with 1,500 principles embedded in the text. But with each principle, there's a QR code accessing 1,500 videos.
My grandson, Chris, he and his wife, Cora Varela, are both working with us on the program tonight. He has adopted it and is very enthusiastic in his study of it. And so are other members of my family. And I've enjoyed it. And tonight we're going to pick out one of the principles from Ephesians chapter 4. We have less than a minute to the break. Give me a very quick summary.
Well, basically, we want to talk about walking in love. And there's a lot of things that are listed by Paul. You know, we're always to be truthful. We're not to sin when we experience anger. And I think you want to camp on that one tonight.
I think you're right. I think, in fact, there seems to be with things that are going on in our world today, like what's happening in Israel right now, and we're going to talk about that and pray for Israel when we come back from the break. But I can understand that after October the 7th, a lot of people in Israel and perhaps all over the world would be angry, and righteously so.
Absolutely. Well, and what do we do with anger and keep it from being unrighteous?
Yeah, because there's a lot of that going around right now. A number, if you'd like to call with a question or comment, is 855-586-LIFE. We'll be back.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
The focus is Jesus. The message is the gospel. The task is the Great Commission.
Global Advance founder Dr. David Shibley on the focus of his worldwide ministry.
Prayer is more important than ever before. These men live in danger, and our teams that go to minister to them are increasingly in danger.
To learn more about empowering frontline leaders worldwide, visit globaladvance.org. That's globaladvance.org. So glad to have you with us, friend, tonight on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins, and our program is live. Dr. Gene Getz is in the studio with me. We're talking about one of the principles found in the Life Essential Study Bible, those Bible principles touching on different areas of life. One of the most critical, Walk in Love, is the title of the one we're looking at from Ephesians chapter 4. And specifically, we'll look at how do we handle feelings of anger. The only people, Gene, who don't get angry are people who are in denial, correct?
That's true, and they're angry.
And yeah, they are angry, and they don't want to admit it. And there is a difference in righteous and unrighteous. And I think verse 26 of Ephesians 4 is very clear about that.
That's right. And Paul says, be angry, but don't sin in the process.
Yeah. So. And there's a key to that, and has to do with don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right. And there's various perspectives on when anger is sinful, Don.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For example, being quick-tempered it's on the verge of being sinful.
In fact, Proverbs really warns against being quick, talks about being slow to anger.
Slow to anger, and quick-temperedness hurts people.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's one of the qualifications for spiritual leaders.
Yes.
And, of course, those qualities are characteristics for every believer. But so there's quick-temperedness. There is allowing the sun to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, literally, that's not talking about the fact that it's a 24-hour deal.
Right.
That's symbolic, saying, deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it before you go to bed. At sundown in Israel in the first century, they probably went to bed.
That's right.
And so that's I can't remember who I heard say that. One of your colleagues at the seminary when I was there.
Probably so.
Probably. And so the bottom line is God wants us to deal quickly with our feelings. And sometimes that means coming out and confronting or communicating.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to communicate and to deal with anger in a way that we do not sin. Now, if we allow it to linger, and that's the principle there, don't let the sun go down on it. But if that happens, then you're in danger of becoming bitter.
Bitterness,
And if you get bitterness is sinful.
Yeah.
And then the next step in bitterness is vengeance. Trying to get even and to deal with it in that way. So those are areas of sinful anger. Anger per se
is not a sin. So it's important to remember that, because I've heard preachers say anger is always a sin and pound the pulpit when they said that. And pounding the pulpit didn't make it so, right?
That's right. And there could be a little anger behind the pounding the pulpit.
That statement, that very well could be. 855-586-LIFE. We are live, and when we come back, we're going to touch on Israel and the situation going on there and pray about and for. We're told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we'll be back with Dr. Gene Getz right after these messages. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare, because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Back on Encouragement Live tonight. We appreciate having you with us. I'm Don Hawkins, and I want you to pray for members of our team, particularly Brad and Nikki Smithart. Brad has produced the music you hear in the background, and you can Google his name, Brad Smithart, and you'll be able to order that music and some other music, which is available online. Of course, people get music these days digitally. Gene, back in the day, we got music off of cassette recordings. It wasn't right. Really good quality either.
It's a whole new world.
It is. And you re-recorded all of those digital elements of your Life Essential Study Bible. That's so that right. They would be totally digital and high definition.
That's right. Yeah, and it's exciting to be able to have access to that kind of technology.
I need to tell you folks where you can order a copy. And for every copy of that book you order, a copy is donated. That's correct.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Don. For every one we sell, we give one away to pastors and leaders in third world countries who could never, ever afford a Bible. For example, in Spanish, we've given it away in Cuba to 2,500 pastors and leaders.
It's amazing. I wasn't sure there were that many pastors in Cuba.
They want 25,000 Bibles in Cuba.
Amazing. So God is at work. And so you can go to BiblePrinciples.org and order a copy there. And again, when you order a copy for yourself or to give away, graduation is right around the corner. I have a granddaughter who's graduating high school, and people are graduating from college. And what a great gift, a Life Essential Study Bible.
And we will engrave their name in gold.
Ooh.
No extra charge.
Okay.
And pay the shipping.
And that's not silver, that's not tin, that's gold. Okay, gold leaf. And they will pay the shipping as well. So, again, that's BiblePrinciples.org. Gene, we're talking about walking in love and dealing in anger. And terrible things are happening in Israel right now. In fact, Iran, my understanding, has launched a drone attack, and several hundred drones, cruise missiles, and even ballistic missiles are either being launched or have been launched, I'm told, from several different directions. So these are dangerous, perilous times there. And I think it'd be appropriate if you would lead us in prayer. We're told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So would you ask our God to intervene there?
Father, we come to you on behalf of what's happening in Israel.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we're saddened by the developments, the events that are taking place. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've encouraged us to do that. We pray for our own president, Lord, as he's meeting with the cabinet to discuss the situation. We're told, Lord, to pray for all those in authority, and we pray for those in our own country. We pray for those in Jordan. We pray for those in the other Middle East and Egypt. Lord, as they're processing all of this and dealing with all of this, and we pray that somehow, some way, you'll protect your people from this terrible onslaught. Lord, it's been a horrible situation for months in the Gaza Strip. And Lord, we pray for the innocent Palestinians, Lord, who have nothing to do with Hamas. And we pray that you'll protect them. Lord, we just lift all this to you and pray for your supernatural intervention in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Again, 855-586-5433. We're not specifically talking about Israel tonight, but we are keenly aware and praying and encouraging all of you to pray. And we're talking about walking in love. And Gene, as I think about that statement in the first verse in Ephesians chapter 5, I go back in mind to the upper room where Jesus in John 13 told his disciples, this is what is to be your badge of discipleship. And it's that very thing.
That's right. We are to love one another as he has loved us. And Paul picks up on that theme here in Ephesians 5. Verse 1, he says, therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us a sacrificial and fragrant offering. And you know, Don, that's an interesting metaphorical word. Comes from the Greek word peripateo, is the verb.
Yeah.
And it goes back where Paul picked up the theme in Ephesians 4, 1, when he said we're to walk worthy of the calling that we have received. And then he goes on to develop what that looks like. And the first thing he says is, don't walk like you, like the Gentiles walk. Don't walk like you once walked, but walk in the light. Walk circumspectly. Hmm. And then he comes up to this powerful theme here in chapter 5, to walk in love. He texts that theme. Now, by the way, he goes on and he talks later about walking in the light, walking carefully, and so forth. So he develops that theme of walking. It's a metaphorical word. But walking in love involves a number of things which he goes ahead to outline right here in this chapter.
Yeah, let's work our way through those, and we'll camp out on anger a little bit. The first one that he touches on, I believe, has to do with something about truthfulness.
They were to always be truthful. Mm. They were never to lie.
Yeah.
There's to be absolutely no shade of lying or dishonesty, to speak the truth.
And that would fit into this thing of denial. I'm not angry. You know, you think, I'm not angry, you know.
Right.
We've heard people say that. Of course, we've never done that, but other people have. Again, we've all probably been in a place where we've had to deny our anger and then confess it. And the beautiful thing, Gene, is if we have experienced that, we can confess it. 1 John 1:9, God will forgive us. But he also gives us grace, and Ephesians deals with this, Ephesians 5.
That's right.
As we're
but,
filled
you know,
with the Spirit.
The other thing there, Don, is that in denying it, people repress it.
Yeah.
When they're told that anger is sin, many times they will just repress it.
Yeah.
And repressing anger is going to show up in other ways.
Yeah. In fact, the last part of chapter 5, there's a whole list of things. Wrath, thumos, I believe is the word, has to do with an outburst of anger, like a flaming, heated anger. orge, which is kind of an abiding, settled anger, a rage type thing. Bitterness, you mentioned earlier, is in that list. And he tells us to put all of those off.
That's right. Put it off. Put on love.
Yeah.
Put on these righteous behaviors.
Yeah. 855-586-5433. If you have a question, maybe you'd like to use an assumed name tonight. Maybe you've had some struggles with anger and you want to talk about that. Maybe there's somebody in your life that you have a hard time loving and you'd like some help. Dr. Gene Getz has been a pastor for many years, now stepped down from that, working on the Life Essential Study Bible and getting the word out in that way, but a lot of insight, and he's here with me to share those things with you. 855-586-LIFE is the number. That's 855-586-5433. Gene, the book of Proverbs talks about issues like anger and what we're talking about here.
Yes, and one of the interesting things about being able to control anger, and it's not easy to control anger. There has to come something before the anger even exists, and that's how you perceive a situation.
Hmm.
And by thinking clearly, by having perception, having understanding of the source of the anger enables us to a certain extent to be able to control it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is really, really key, because I remember one time I had a telephone call from a guy, and he was just bitter, and he was just so angry, and I found myself beginning to well up with these feelings.
I was going to say, you probably felt a little angry toward him.
It was coming, but I backed off, and I said to myself, you know, this guy must have some real issues to be this vulnerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just simply to back away and try to understand what was motivating him gave me a sense of calmness in handling that attack.
And I think the Spirit of God can help us do that.
Absolutely.
Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And really, a lot of dealing with anger is to let the Spirit of God control those emotions so they don't just come boiling out.
Right, and not lowering yourself to the source.
Yeah.
If it's coming from somebody.
And that emotion can just well up in us, and that's the point where, like you say, we need to engage. I think of the psalmist. I'm not sure if it was David or Asaph or one of the others, said, "While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I said with my lips, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days." In other words, I first of all stopped and thought about it, and then I prayed.
Yeah, right. And that's very good. But we've got to also acknowledge that we're going, regardless, we're going to have feelings of anger.
Yeah, they will happen.
And the important thing is that when we have those feelings, that we deal with it in a way that dissipates it, but doesn't deny it, doesn't repress it.
Yeah.
Because repressing anger is very destructive.
In fact, it can make you sick, can it?
Oh, absolutely. It make you sick, but it'll also show up in other ways. Mm. People who are quietly controlling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, passive aggressive is
the word. Yeah, I was going to say, there are different types of anger.
Passive aggressive anger. You know, people, there's more than one way to express anger, and it can be silent. And if it's silent, it's many times passive-aggressive, those are the words that we use.
Back in the days when I was a pastor, I remember someone saying to me, "We never leave for church until so-and-so is ready to go." And that controlling passive-aggressive anger, that was one of the ways that people exercise control. By the way, God can give you the grace to deal with that. Some of you may be struggling with that, or maybe you're trying to relate to a family member who's either passive-aggressive or who has some explosive anger issues. We'd be glad, Gene and I would, to talk with you, to pray with you, to encourage you along the way. 855-586-5483. 5433 is the toll-free number. That's 855-586-LIFE. We'll be right back.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Our guest tonight in studio, Dr. Gene Getz, the Life Essential Study Bible, a great gift for that graduating senior in your life, in your family, your friend, and you can visit BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples, all runs together, .org. And Gene, as we mentioned earlier, for every Bible someone purchases, you give a Bible.
Give a Bible to those who cannot afford one.
Yeah.
And most of those people are in developing countries.
Yes.
Like many countries in Africa, the Philippines and
India.
Yeah. And others.
So great opportunity there to help impact the world. Cuba, you mentioned a number of pastors there in the hundreds. Tremendous opportunity. We have some phone calls waiting to talk with us on this subject tonight, love and anger. 855-586-5433. Ron is our first caller tonight, listening in Georgia. Go ahead, Ron. You are on the air.
Yeah. Well, good evening, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was listening, and you guys talk about anger and things like that, and how to deal with it, how to handle it, and I've been kind of going through a little thing, and I'd just like to get a little more insight about what you guys are talking about, because I'm not the type to lose my head. I'm the type that I'll bite my lip.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I'll do. You know what I mean?
Yes. In fact, Dr. Getz was talking about that very thing, Ron, about biting your lip he talked about stuffing your anger away. Would that kind of describe what you tend to do with anger?
And not physically bite my lip, but you know what I mean.
Walk away. Kind of a metaphor for stuffing the feelings inside. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I need to, I think it's better if I would address it right there at, you know, at the moment. Because I'll tell you what happened. I was having some blood taken, and the lady kept yelling at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the lady who's drawing your blood, and she's yelling at you?
Oh. Yeah, you know, and it's not the first time, you know, it happened before. Not with her, though. But anyway, and I'm sitting in the chair, and she's trying to, you know, draw the blood. I have small veins, so, you know, I give blood to the Red Cross, so yeah. I have small veins. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and her sister's asking me questions, so I just kind of turn my head. I turn my head, so the girl yells at me, "Hostia!" You know, and it was loud.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, you know, okay. You know, because I've been kind of going through a lot of anxiety and depression. You know, yeah. I had divorce and everything, and I lost a loved one last year. And
yeah.
So Christmas, I kind of, you know, I just kind of went through a little thing and a couple weeks early. So, I'm in counseling. But and my nerves kind of, you know, have been on edge ever since. So when she did that, I just kind of jumped, and I'm, you know, and I apologize for moving.
Well, let's do this, Ron. Let's get Gene to address this, because I think probably, Gene, that Ron is speaking for a lot of people as well as for himself tonight.
Well, fortunately, Ron, if I'm hearing you correctly, that moment is going to pass. In other words, it's not the kind of thing that you're going to have to deal with over the next hour or so. It's going to pass, and you're going to be able to move through it. And a lot of situations like that come, you know, somebody can cut you off on the road and you can have those angry feelings. And the best thing in the world to do there is to back off, you know, let the guy go. Don't try to get even in that particular situation. In other words, there are moments that pass, but those situations are relatively easy to handle. The situations that are difficult is when you have to live with something that is consistently bugging you. And one of the things, Ron and Don, I'm sure you'll agree with this, is that just talking it out. You know, like you're doing tonight, Ron, just talking it out, and that helps to deal with it, to get it behind you. And there are times when, rather than saying to someone, you know, you make me angry, it's better to go to a good friend and say, you know, I'm angry.
I feel angry.
I feel angry, and I just need to share it with you.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing. For years, Dr. Frank Minrith was a great close friend of mine. And Frank and I had this relationship where if we had a situation like that, either of us would call the other one, and we'd have maybe a three-minute call. And we'd take a minute or a minute and a half to express our feelings, and then a response, and we'd pray, and we'd go on our way. It made all the difference in the world.
Right. But you picked up on something just a moment ago. You said, when I said, I'm angry, you said, I feel angry.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things when you're addressing someone that makes you angry, rather than saying, I'm angry at you.
Yeah.
You say, you know, I'm feeling anger.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It is. And it sort of takes the, you know, instead of it being confrontational, it's I'm disclosing my feelings.
And it disarms the other person.
Ron, does that make sense, Ron?
Yeah, you know what? It does, because I'm going to tell you something. And what you just said, because she did it the third time. And the third time she did it, you know, because it kind of shocked me. I turned my head, and I said, well, why are you yelling at me like that? You know, and she stopped doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
She
stopped doing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and it sounds like you responded well. I'm going to ask Dr. Gene Gatz to pray for you, Ron, and I want to encourage you to continue talking with your counselor about dealing with anger. I hope you have a Christian counselor. If you don't have a Christian counselor, I want to encourage you to find one or talk to a pastor. That can be very therapeutic and very good and very healthy.
Absolutely.
But, Gene, lead us in prayer for Ron, if you will. Yeah,
Lord, thank you for Ron and his conversation tonight and discussing this. And, Lord, he represents a lot of people.
Yes.
And a lot of situations. And all of us have been in those situations. Lord, help us to respond in Christ-like ways, but realizing, Lord, that even our Savior got angry. He was, of course, Lord.
Yes. And perfect.
But Lord, we just pray that you'll help us to handle anger in an appropriate way and not let it turn into sinful anger.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ron. Good to hear from you tonight. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. Thanks for what you're doing. It's a great help.
Well, we appreciate the encouragement. 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. Can you be as candid about your feelings as Ron has been? Boy, Gene, that is really refreshing, have somebody express. Let's talk to Cornelius tonight, listening in Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, Brother Don and Dr. Gene, that was a great call from Georgia. Ron.
Yes.
We're praying for him. I was just telling the call screener, Chris, we need prayer here in Alexandria, Louisiana. I listen to y'all on American Family Radio here, our local affiliate.
Yes.
And I was involved April the 2nd, after April Fool's Day, I was involved in a little altercation at our city council meeting where they won't let us speak, and that's a violation of the First Amendment. And I told them I wasn't going to leave, so they decided to arrest me and throw me down to the ground. I'm an old man. I'm 63 years old, and I'm pretty bruised, banged, and broken.
Well, you know what? You're a young man compared to some of us tonight, Cornelius.
There you go. y'all are really good. But I love this show, just like that last fella. Look, Ron, too, read the Matthew 6, the prayer, read Psalm 91, and read Proverbs 13. They're one for each day. They're 31 days and some months. So read that. That'll help you too.
But, you know, that's some good suggestions, Gene, to get into the Word to help deal with anger.
Absolutely.
And you might have some words of wisdom for Cornelius in case he runs into another city council situation like that.
Well, Cornelius, what wisdom would you give to a 92-year-old? I'm 92.
Oh, no. You were my dad's age when he passed in 2020 of COVID-19. So I know you got a whole lot more wisdom than I do.
And I'm gonna tell you, Cornelius, Gene dealt with long COVID and came literally to death's door. Has an amazing. Have you written a book with your testimony on that yet?
No, but my doctor said that if she wrote, she's a Christian. She said if she wrote my story, she would call it More Miracle Than Medicine. I was in the hospital for 8 months. My family met early on to say goodbye. I was supposed to go to heaven, but God had mercy on me, and thousands prayed. And then I left the hospital after 8 months. I was 6 months home, recovering at home. I couldn't lift my legs when I got home after 8 months, but I'm back walking. I got sort of a severe case of neuropathy. As a result of it, doctors are puzzled, but they say it's because of COVID. But I'm just thankful that, I'm sitting here in this chair looking at Don Hawkins over there.
It takes a lot of grace to do that, too. I have a face for radio. Yeah, so.
But anyway, Cornelius, that's a great biblical name. Thanks for calling us.
Yes, it is. Let me lead us in prayer for you, brother. Lord, thank you for Cornelius, for his good spirit, his desire to serve you and be a testimony. And Lord, I pray that you give him wisdom on when to express his anger, when, Lord, to let your spirit guide him in a patient way. But, Lord, I pray that you would help him now as he's going through some hard times. Give him great encouragement there in Alexandria. And thank you for him. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you,
John,
bro.
Can Can I say one more thing?
Very quickly, going to the break. Go ahead.
Okay. I was a military police officer, and when the Iranians took the hostages in Iran, I was on active duty.
Got to let go because we got to go to the break, Cornelius. We'll catch you next time. We'll be back, friend, right after these important words. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We're in the final segment of tonight's Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Dr. Gene Getz is with me in studio. We're talking about Christians walking in love and dealing with their anger appropriately based on material from the Life Essentials Study Bible. And again, if you'd like to order one of those, BiblePrinciples.org. And remember, for every one you donate, there will be one made available to you. And so keep that are made available to pastors and Christian workers, especially in third world countries and places around the world. So do keep that in mind. 855-586-5433. And Moon is our next caller listening in Virginia. Go right ahead, Moon. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't think I got too much to say after listening to his last two testimonies.
But, we're glad you called us tonight anyway. Go ahead.
I listen to a lot of different stuff on the radio, and I don't watch TV. And there's a lot of things that I stay angry and I can't turn loose. But the main thing is I lost a daughter to a tragic murder.
Yeah.
And she was butchered up.
Yeah.
And I can't shake it. And the main deal is that my family members were part of the reason that led up to her being murdered.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Moon, you're sharing that with us tonight. I'm so thankful that you did, because I'm convinced, and Gene, I know you're convinced, that when you go through that kind of trauma and you suffer a murder that's taken place of your daughter, that kind of an assault, very similar to the kinds of things that happened to Israel last October 7th, you're going to have those traumatic feelings and anger feelings.
And Moon, there's something that is very important in going through something that traumatic. And that is that you need someone to talk to and to share your feelings, someone who can guide you in your feelings, help you to experience healing from the obvious anger that results from something like that. Do you have a good counselor, somebody who can listen to your feelings?
No, I've only been here for about 5 years. I'm from Florida originally, and I moved here from Carolina.
Yeah.
I moved in with a niece, and she kicked me out of the house in the middle of the winter. And it's been downhill for me ever since.
Well, I tell you what, we have
trapped here in Northern Virginia.
Well, we have people, Moon, that listen to this program every week, and they are committed to praying for those that call in. And you are going to now, because you opened your heart and your life and shared with us what you have been going through and the trauma that it's created in your life. You're going to have people praying for you. But I cannot underscore more importantly what Dr. Gene Getz has just told you, the importance of your talking with somebody, a Christian counselor, a pastor. Do you have a pen and paper? I want to give you a number that you can call and find out where there's a Christian counselor in your area.
I sure appreciate that, because I've been looking for a church. Tried a couple out. But
yeah.
They didn't work out. And it was middle of COVID, too.
Yeah, well, and COVID created a lot of havoc for churches, didn't it, Gene?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but it's very important now that you have that fellowship, that you have that support. That's what church is all about. It's body life, I think, is a term that Gene Getz may have coined. Yeah, so I'm so thankful that you have trusted Christ. I was going to get to that question and ask you, and I appreciate you answering that. The number to call is 1-800-526-8673. That number actually reads out to 1-800-5-COUNSEL, C-O-U-N-S-E-L. By the way, Gene, that used to be the number for my radio program until Tim Clinton took it over for the American Association of Christian Counselors.
Wow, that's
one of my
good.
Board members engineered that deal. And so it's been Tim's number since then, and we have 855-586-LIFE. But if you call that number, 800-526-8673, they will have a number of probably buttons to push, and it'll route you to somebody who's available in your area, Moon. And
I've been looking for a good church around me.
Well, we want to pray for you about that. Gene, would you lead us in prayer for Moon, both about dealing with the trauma of what he suffered losing his daughter, and also that he'll find counseling and a good church?
Lord, I can't identify with what Moon has gone through, but I do lift him to you, and I know that you, dear Lord, identify and can, because you were tempted in every way as we are. And so we commit Moon to you and thank you that he knows you and that he'll turn to you, that he'll find someone that can help him and also a good church. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Moon. Yeah. We'll be praying. Good to hear from you, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah, enjoy your program. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Keep listening. 855-586-5433. Mary is listening in Texas tonight over American Family Radio. Good to hear from you, Mary. Go right ahead.
I appreciate your program. Last January, you helped me with my husband's situation and sent me your book, Do Not Give Up.
I'm so glad,
This year is my situation. Last year, I had vascular surgery on my left leg. They had to go back in February this year because scar tissue grew in it. But 2 weeks later, a clot formed, so she went back in.
Mm.
And my foot started turning purple, so they put me into ER and did 3 vascular surgeries trying to pump the thick blood thinner through me, and it worked. My foot turned pink again, but they took a CAT scan and to check my brain and no bleeding in the, like a stroke or heart attack, but they said they found bleeding in the back of my eye, so they pulled the plug on the IV bag. The next morning, the purple came back, and I've been hanging on. I know 3 of the doctors wanted to amputate. The one doctor told me, he looked at me and said, you want God to heal this, but it's not going to happen. And I know God can heal. Anyway, the other doctor who's treating me came in, and the nurse told him they want to take the foot off. And he couldn't believe it. He said, what? She said, explained it, and my foot wasn't warm enough. And he said, her foot is warm, and that toe is not. And he looked at me and said, you want my personal opinion? I would go conservative on this surgery.
Well, Mary, that's certainly, I think, wise counsel to go conservative on a surgical procedure that involves amputation. We can't address the medical, but we can certainly address the prayer issue, and that's what you're looking for. I think of Luke 18:1, Gene, that says we are to always pray and never give up. Jesus spoke a parable to that, and I know you have something from the Life Essential Study Bible for Mary in this situation.
Well, Mary, we just want to lift you to prayer and in prayer and wisdom in this particular situation. Lord, I just thank you for Mary. And again, I can't identify with what she's going through, but I just lift her to you and ask for wisdom for the doctors and for everybody involved, but especially encourage her, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We have a mighty God, Mary. We'll continue praying, and thank you for calling and sharing this with us.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
You as well. Let's go to Lori in Louisiana. Go ahead, Lori. You're on with us.
Hi. I really don't know where to start. I'll try to be as brief as possible. This show is wonderful.
Thank you.
I grew up in a very faithful family. My father was extremely faithful. We were Catholic. My father passed away, and now I'm the only one that goes to church. No one else in my family is a believer. I have never felt so alone in all of my life. I was like, I've been hit by drunk truck. I'm very faithful. I'm grateful every day that I'm a child of God, but these things just keep happening. I've been hit twice by drunk drivers. I was engaged. My fiance broke up with me. It's literally like I keep saying, what have I done to deserve this? And I don't understand it.
Well, Lori, first of all, many times we live in a fallen world and bad things happen to us. The Bible makes it clear that all of us are sinners. None of us is perfect. And no matter how hard we work, the bottom line is, Gene, unless we've come to a place where we've trusted Christ as Savior, no matter how many good works we do, we're not going to get to heaven. But if we place our trust in Jesus Christ, and Lori, I'm praying that you've trusted Christ and Christ alone as your personal Savior.
I do every single day. I drive an hour across the world's longest bridge, the causeway, to the city of New Orleans every day. And it's my most favorite time because the sun is bright and the sky is blue. And I lift my hands up and praise him. I just am really at a, I'm just struggling.
Well, let's get a perspective. We've got just about a minute. We're going to pray for you. Gene, what words of wisdom do you have for Lori?
Well, Don, you said, you know, bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
And those are things that we just don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to pray that somehow, Lori, is it Lori?
Lori, that's
that
correct.
Lori, that somehow good things will begin to happen.
Amen.
And encourage you. Father, I just pray for this sister in Christ. Encourage her. Lord, she needs encouragement. Mm. She loves you. She's praising you. Respond to her, we pray, and encourage her in some way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lori, you keep listening to Encouragement Live, because that's what we deal in every week is encouragement. We'll ask our listening family to pray for you. Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Thank you. This is a blessing. This is the first time I've ever heard this.
Well, thank the Lord you heard us. Good night, friends, from Encouragement Live.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.
All God asks of you is faithfulness. Headlines in USA Today, did you see it this morning? All the odds are against us. Faithfulness is the word.
There's a place for you on the battle line. Engage in the fight for America's families. Visit AFA.net and then take your position. A message from the American Family Association.